with Sporthair's Barry Guy.
The Black Caps spinner Ajaz Patel will get the opportunity to play for the first time at the Mumbai Cricket Stadium he grew up near when New Zealand take on India in the second test starting tomorrow. It will also be the first time the 33-year-old's family in India have seen him play cricket live. Patel says it was an emotional return to the city to play for his adopted country.
I guess I've come to Wankhede and watched a lot of IPL games thanks to Mitchell McClenaghan, who's been very kind every time I've been here and sorted me out with tickets and also, you know, bowled a few times to Mumbai in their training sessions and stuff like that. So it is pretty cool. It's quite nostalgic kind of being here.
India are hoping the return of regular captain Virat Kohli proves to be the difference for the hosts when the world's top two ranked test sides clash in the deciding test. Kohli was rested for the first test. Meanwhile, Black Caps opener Tom Latham has climbed to ninth in the World Test batting rankings. Kane Williamson remains third. Fast bowler Kyle Jamieson has risen to ninth in the bowling rankings, while paceman Tim Southee stays third. The Victorian government says the Australian Tennis Open's COVID-19 vaccine mandate is about protecting the community, not about blackmailing defending champion Novak Djokovic. Organisers have said all players have to be vaccinated to take part. And Djokovic's father says that is likely to result in his son skipping January's Grand Slam. The world number one has refused to disclose his vaccination status. Olympic champions Elaine Thompson-Herah of Jamaica and Carsten Warholm of Norway have been named the World Athletes of the Year. Thompson-Herah retained her 100 and 200 Olympic titles in Tokyo and added a third gold medal in the 4x100 relay. Warholm won gold in the 400-metre hurdles, having already broken the world record earlier in the year. And the biggest athletics meeting for New Zealand children, the Colgate Games, will go ahead in January. Those attending the event for 7 to 14-year-olds will have to follow COVID-19 protocols, and those over 12 will need a vaccination pass. The North Island meeting is in Wellington, and the South Island meeting is in Invercargill. Koina na pūrongo, hakinikina.